Okay, so you call them boiled?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
Poached.
Okay. And what do you call salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
What do you call?
Salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Hog jaw.
Okay. What about fat salt pork? What do you call that?
The salt, that's a side.
Okay. What do you call if it has no lean on it at all?
What do you call if it's no lean on it at all?
Yeah.
It's called a pork loin.
Okay. And
no, wait a minute. Pork loin would be the no lean. You said didn't.
Yeah.
Would be the fat side. Would be the fat side.
Okay. You ever heard of fat back or white meat or?
Yeah.
What?
Fat back is a tenderloin, and that the fat back is where they judge to see how much. If it's a 1, 2, or 3 grade. See, the fat goes down so far. If it's that much fat, it'd be a 3-grade hog.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes down that far, it'd be a 2-grade. If there's no fat at all much, so it's a 1-grade. That's called a 1 hog. And that's where your York will be.
Okay. And the kind of meat that you buy sliced in to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. And the outside of the bacon?
The skin.
Okay. Another word for that? You started to say?
Red.
Okay, and the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Sausage.
Okay, and the person who kills and sells meat.
Butcher.
Okay, and if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat is stunted.
Soured.
Okay, another word. You might say the meat is
ruined or spoiled.
Okay, and what do you make with the meat from a hog's head?
Sauce.
Okay, anything else? You ever heard of head cheese?
No, I never. Cheddar cheese.
No, head cheese.
No, I never.
Okay, I think it's about the same thing as souse.
I guess that's what it's called. That's okay. The old thing, the souse.
Yeah. Okay, what about, have you ever heard of a dish made by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Chopped liver.
Okay, you ever heard of anything made out of hog blood?
Yes, it's called a broth.
Made out of the blood, just
yes.
I
drank it. They gave it to me when I had an ulcer.
Huh.
Pure what? Hog blood, nearly only was hot. I could not drink that stuff either.
Tastes pretty bad, huh?
Oh, mercy. I couldn't take it hardly, but I had to drink it.
But when they slaughter one, they just catch it when they
I suppose they do
that.
They came and told me what it was, and I had to drink it.
Okay, what about taking some of the juice from the souse, or cooking it with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, then letting it get cold and slicing it and frying it. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I didn't understand the question.
Yeah, have you ever heard of scrapple or pond hoss or anything like that?
No.
Okay, if you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good, you say that the butter was
melted. Like,
okay, I'm thinking of another word. It didn't taste right.
Soured.
Okay. We use the word rancid or frowy or?
Never heard of it.
Okay. And what about thick, sour milk?
Buttermilk.
Okay, but it's not been churned.
Clabbered.
Okay. And a kind of cheese that you make from it?
Cheddar.
Okay. And the first thing you do after you milk, to get the impurity out, you?
Strain it.
Okay. And this is something like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and pastry in it.
Like, layer cake?
Yeah, but it's got fruit in it.
Fruit cake.
Okay, I'm thinking about, like, maybe you have a real deep dish and you put a layer of pastry, then you put maybe some apples, then another layer
That's
of
cake. That's a bad apple cake.
Okay. And if someone has a really good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay, another word?
What?
Another word for that?
He likes to eat.
Okay.